Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Yeah, that didn't sound like Governor Blackface Northam. Actually, that was Beto O'Rourke. But it might as well have been Governor Northam, because the situation in Virginia is serious, folks, for those who don't think that. What's happening today in Virginia has totally been warped by the media, by Governor Northam himself, and people who are enemies of the Second Amendment. The whole reason, there's a reason this rally is happening. It's got nothing to do with, you know, the risk of some fringe group that may try to come in and hang around the perimeter of it. They're expecting thousands of people in the Capitol there in Richmond, Virginia today for a rally. And I ask our friend Alex Saltzman, who's, of course, with the she's been with the Missouri Firearms Coalition. We've had her on the show for a number of different occasions talking about even concealed carry and other issues here in the state of Missouri. She is in Virginia this morning, and she's joining us live right now to talk more about it. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for what you're doing there today, first of all.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my duty as a citizen.
Tell us, obviously this wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision to travel there to support what's going on. Kind of set the stage for us. What are you expecting to see today?
Well, we're hoping that the projections are correct and we see 100,000 gun owners come out to defend their Second Amendment and voice their opinions today. I can tell you that the rally or the actual event doesn't start for another half hour or so, and there are already thousands of people lining the streets of the Capitol in Virginia this morning.
You know, I know based on the fact that I followed you on Facebook that you met with a lot of these groups last night to kind of talk about what's at stake here. Can you kind of lay that out for us too?
Oh, sure. We've been in town, on the ground, in various organizations, different planning strategy meetings with a couple different organizations. Basically, the strategy is to just stay as safe as possible. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of warning about the rumors that you hear about the agitators and whatnot. But they're hoping to move as many people through the Capitol as possible to meet with their representation to try to smash this gun control before it gets any further.
That's really what it's about, is a show of force to drive home to these legislators that the, you know, some of the law enforcement officials and stuff throughout the state of Virginia who stood up and said, I'm not going to follow this. They're not outliers.
Oh, absolutely not. So all over the state of Virginia, people swelled their municipality events to the tune of hundreds, sometimes even thousands of people would show up to these county meetings demanding that their city, that their county be a gun sanctuary area because of these proposals that are coming out of their capital in Richmond.
Well, you know, I mean, we're fortunate in Missouri to have a Republican governor and a Republican legislature. In Virginia, they just turned this thing blue last November, and it didn't take them but, what, 3 or 4 days into the new session before they're trying to restrict your ability to buy a handgun or a long gun or magazine capacity, all of these things that the left wants to put into place.
Oh, absolutely. The very first thing they did was drive their state right over the crazy cliff. You know, and the things that are getting everybody the most riled up are the universal background checks, the striking the preemption language out of their code. They're trying to do red flags. They've got a one gun a month purchase policy that they're trying to implement. And we're here on the ground because we want everyone to know that, yeah, Democrats got control and they decided to do all this at once, and everybody in the world is watching. But Republican governors all over the state, all over the country, are doing these exact same, proposing these exact same pieces of legislation. And if you're in a Republican-controlled state, chances are you're not rallying by the hundreds of thousands to get rid of these bills.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here pointing out today.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I noticed that that one of the ladies who's, I believe, a state senator there in Virginia spoke to a group yesterday. And, Alex, she's pointing out the truth about this is that this governor there, who probably shouldn't even still be governor, if he was a Republican, they would have run him out of office on a rail. He's trying to twist this to make it seem like the threat is coming from people like you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what they always do. It's always the law-abiding gun owners that need to be stopped and need to be restricted in their gun rights. You know, but if we have to consider, if he was a Republican, would they put him out on the rail? I mean, Massachusetts had the Republican governor that did it. Illinois, Indiana, Florida, Maryland, Vermont, all Republican governors all passed these same exact gun control schemes. And Republicans in Iowa or Ohio, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, they've all pushing it right now. So it can absolutely happen in a red state if we're not careful.
What are the security what are the security precautions they've taken there this morning? Because they want to scare everybody and act like this is going to be another Charlottesville.
Well, you know, the media, the talking points that are coming out of the Capitol, they seem scary, but law enforcement has been wonderful. You know, they're the good guys. We're all here peacefully. Nobody's had any kind of issues so far. There are a lot of barricades, a lot of fences. You know, apparently all of a sudden Democrats love the wall. So we're dealing with the wall. But other than that, everything is fine. I mean, there's a lot of precaution, and I'm sure I don't see all of it. But everyone here is, you know, everyone here armed, at least, is good guys with guns. So I don't feel worried.
Yeah, that is a great point, and I appreciate it. Well, listen, Alex Saltzman, we appreciate your on-the-scene report there this morning, and thank you for standing up for the Second Amendment.
Amen. Thank you for having me and giving me a little bit of time to tell everybody.
Absolutely. We will talk to you again soon. Alex, of course, is with the Missouri Firearms Coalition. You can go to their website at MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org. Whenever there's an issue like this that pops up in Missouri, I think last year they were trying to loosen these restrictions on so-called gun-free zones, where you can carry your gun as a licensed concealed carry holder. They wanted to do away with a lot of these because there's so many restrictions, and you know, you've basically got a target-rich environment when you have that no gun sign on the door of the Edward Jones Dome, for example, or somewhere like, they don't call it that anymore, but the dome. You know what I'm talking about. They wanted to loosen that up. Alex was down there with her group fighting in favor of common sense legislation like that, and you've got this Michael Bloomberg supported Moms Demand Action group in town by the hundreds of people they bust in who don't even live in Missouri to try to argue against common sense things like that. So Virginia is a great example of what's going to happen, America, if the left gets in charge. Did you hear talk about the preemption? That's one of the laws they passed, was to take away preemption. Do you know what stopped Lyda Crewson, when she was an alderwoman, from instituting her own, which she didn't even fully understand, but instituting her own so-called assault weapons ban in the city of St. Louis? Preemption. Preemption says the city of St. Louis cannot pass a law more strict than what we have at the state level. On Virginia, they're going to jettison that, so all of the crazies who control some of the bigger towns in Virginia, particularly up in the northern part of Virginia, closer to D.C., can enact all of the restrictive gun laws they want in the face of your Second Amendment rights. That's one of the things that people are pushing back about in the state of Virginia today. I just want to explain that to you a little bit better. I'll get to a break here. 314-241-9797. Rodney Boyd coming up here in just a few minutes. And Jesse Jane Duff at about 8:10. We'll be right back.